This is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Time for our final segment. We'll finish up with another lawsuit over whether or not to extend federal protection to an animal in danger of disappearing. The animal is the tope shark, T-O-P-E shark, found around the world. Conservation groups are suing the National Marine Fisheries Service for missing a deadline to determine if the shark should get federal protection. We get the details from David Derrick, staff attorney at the Oceans Program at the Center for Biological Diversity. Welcome, Derrick.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, if I was with us, Lindsay Zeal, founder and executive director of the Defend Them All Foundation. Welcome, Lindsay.
Hi, thank you.
Lindsay, we've talked to the Center for Biological Diversity several times in the past, but I think you are new to JPR listeners. Does your name say it all, Defend Them All?
That's what we do. We are working hard to secure a better future for animals and their habitats. We do similar work, but we focus mostly on local community issues. We support advocates that are trying to defend an animal in some way and have a couple particular priority initiatives, one of which is ocean species.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the current range and population of the tope shark, either one of you?
Well, gosh, they live all over the world. We know that they live along our Pacific West Coast. Up and down the coast, there are a couple of key areas in California where they are known to breed and have a tendency to swim in schools separated by sex and age. It's a really fascinating species that we certainly should treasure here in our Pacific waters.
And Lindsay, what is the major threat that the tope shark faces?
Well, historically, the species has been overfished. In the early 1900s, it was nearly driven to extinction by exploitation for purposes of vitamin A. When synthetics came on the market, that was reduced for that purpose, but they've never really recovered, and they continue to be fished today on top of many other threats like habitat degradation, climate change, toxicants, and still commercial fishing, as well as incidental catch in longline fisheries.
And do I understand that the tope shark is the primary shark caught for shark fin soup?
It certainly is the primary shark caught for that purpose, yes.
Well, does any other part of the shark go into that soup?
You know, I've not had it before. I'm not entirely sure. It's my understanding that if it's fished for that purpose, it's often thrown back, I think with the assumption that it can survive without its fin, which is absolutely not true and very sad.
Yeah, yikes. David Derrick, what can you tell us about any international agreements that govern this particular shark?
So shark finning, it has been the subject of international consternation, but the United States plays a role as an importer and exporter of shark fins. And so it's important to get this species protection to mitigate the harm the U.S. markets are doing in that sense. Also, listing the tope shark will help with international coordination in other ways for fisheries management as well.
So part of it is protection, but part of it sounds like it also is sending a legal signal to the rest of the world, like we value this, therefore you should too.
Absolutely. And Americans do value endangered species. And so recognizing that the tope shark is an imperiled species and needs to be listed under the Endangered Species Act is the first step of this process. And then once that step is taken, regulatory mechanisms will follow.
We're talking about the tope shark on the Jefferson Exchange, T-O-P-E shark, used in shark fin soup, as we're learning from David Derrick at the Center for Biological Diversity and Lindsay Zeal at the Defend Them All Foundation. We are live. We can take your emails at jx@jeffnet.org. So there is apparently some recognition, Lindsay, that listing is warranted. Talk about that and what led to the filing of this suit.
Yeah, we have a student program where we give opportunities to law students interested in animal and environmental issues. We had a couple of students from the University of San Diego Law School a couple years ago that are aware of the shark in their waters. Actually, one of them is a surfer who happens to love the species. She took on the initial research and then Subsequently, another student took on the initial draft of the listing petition. We know that it's a really important species in California waters, and I'm so sorry. I totally lost track of your I got distracted.
Well, I was asking about the recognition by NIMFS thus far that perhaps listing is warranted. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, we submitted the petition actually over 2 years ago, and NMFS did recognize that there was sufficient scientific evidence that could warrant listing. This was acknowledged over 2 years ago, and unfortunately, we haven't heard back from them since, and they're over the regulatory timeline. So right now, what we're trying to do is kind of hold their feet to the fire on that timeline, and hopefully they can get moving on a decision.
And so what is that basically just to say, you know, it's time for you to do this? Is this the basic demand for action from the court?
Yep, to recognize and come out with their scientific review. We've submitted quite a bit of science, and, you know, they acknowledge that it certainly could warrant a listing. And so what we're waiting on is that official decision after their 12-month review.
And David Derrick, the science that you applied here, I mean, is there a fair amount of it out there? I mean, are we pretty sure about what the general status of the tope shark is and its numbers and needs?
Absolutely. We're learning more all the time as more studies on the tope shark are done. But what is known is that over three generations of a tope shark, about 79 years, the population declined by 88%. It's a massive decline that cannot be sustained, which is why listing is warranted. Other studies continue to show threats that range from bycatch in other fisheries, intentional harvesting, both of which Lindsay talked about, habitat degradation from subsea cables, climate change and toxics. All the science that comes out continues to show the threats that the species face and the decline this population has already suffered.
To that point about bycatch, is there a chance there could be some additional regulation on fisheries that are not out specifically to catch tope shark?
That is certainly a possibility. If you look at other endangered species that interact with fisheries, you see mitigation measures for either avoiding entanglements in certain types of fisheries or like escape devices for turtles, things like that. So this process could ultimately lead to the same types of mitigation measures for sharks, but the current lawsuit is just about the fishery services delay in listing. So all of that is yet to come. Right now, we just need the National Marine Fisheries Service to acknowledge that this species is imperiled and list it under the Endangered Species Act.
And Lindsay, is there a request for habitat designation as well?
There is, that's correct.
All right, two specific areas or just asking for his designation and rough amounts?
You know, there's probably some pretty good guesses as to which areas it would be, though there still is some scientific work to do on that front. Scientists recently learned that there are certain pools where female sharks will go for their gestation period, for example. There are certain breeding pools. They are known to separate by sex according to latitude as well as the temperature of waters. So where exactly those areas might be and how it correlates to their migratory patterns, there's certainly a lot of factors to consider that are outside of, I'm not a scientist, I'm just a lawyer. So that is part of what we have asked them to consider and decide. But of course, the first step is recognizing that they do warrant and need protection. Then that stuff sort of comes afterwards.
All right. We'll see what the response is from the National Marine Fisheries Service. But in court now, answering to its action or lack of with the tope shark. Lindsay Zeal is founder and executive director of the Defend Them All Foundation. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. David Derrick, a staff attorney at the Oceans Program Center for Biological Diversity. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
And that's it for today's Exchange. Check us out on the web at jeffexchange.org. Angela Decker is our senior producer. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Have a great day.